Zerodha shuts creator network 01. IT weakness persists. Iran war drives up your snack bill. Online gaming authority to come into force from May 1st. Tamil Nadu polls 2026. What the DMK, AIADMK, TVK say on jobs and startups in their manifestos.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. We are starting with an interesting development. Zerodha is winding down its two-year-old creator partnership program, the 01 Network, after regulatory uncertainty made the model difficult to sustain. Now, the brokerage said increasing scrutiny from SEBI around influencers and surrogate advertising played a key role in the decision, and creators have been informed that the program will shut by March 31st. Now, the network had over 30 creators, including names like Varun Maya, Lovina Kamath, and Revant Himat Singha, many with large subscriber bases. Now, Zerodha supported them with research, production, and distribution while allowing editorial independence. Now, at the same time, the program included non-compete clauses, restricting creators from working with other brokerages. Now, going ahead, Zerodha is shifting focus to its in-house content ecosystem. It plans to expand its existing channels and rely more on Rain Matter-backed platforms like Learn App, which already runs popular financial education content. Now, the shift kind of indicates a move towards tighter control over messaging while continuing its push on financial literacy. Moving on to the IT sector, where the story is not about lack of deals, but about delayed revenues. Things are not looking great here. Recent Q4 FY26 results from TCS, HCL Tech, and Wipro suggest that while deal pipelines remain steady, converting those wins into predictable growth is proving to be much harder. JP Morgan had earlier warned that revenue guidance could be the weakest in nearly a decade, and that's now reflected in company outlooks. Wipro has flagged a weak near-term quarter, and if you look at HCL Tech, it is guided for just 1-4% growth. And even TCS, while relatively more stable, is looking at just mid-single-digit growth. Now, the broader trend is a shift from demand concerns to execution uncertainty. Companies are signing deals, including those linked to Gen AI, but timelines are stretching and revenue visibility is limited. So growth is increasingly back-ended and predictability remains low. Moving on, the ripple effects of the West Asia conflict are now reaching consumer brands, especially in the food and beverage segment. Startups say input costs are rising sharply, with packaging costs up to 10-30%, and key imports like dates and nuts up 40-50%. Freight, on the other hand, has also become a major pressure point. Shipping costs on some routes have surged up to 10 times, and delays are adding to the strain. Founders say shipments are taking longer routes, getting stuck at ports, and in some cases, taking 30-45 days to arrive. Now, this is creating working capital pressure for startups. So for now, many brands are absorbing part of the cost increase, but if the situation persists, companies may start to pass it on up through price hikes, smaller pack sizes, or even changes in product consumption. So next time, if your snack or a protein shake is costlier, know that this is the reason. Now, in regulation, the government has notified that the Online Gaming Authority of India will come into force from May 1st under the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. Now, the authority will be chaired by an additional secretary from METI and will include representatives from multiple ministries, including Home Affairs, Financial Services, Information and Broadcasting, Youth Affairs, and Legal Affairs as well. Remember, this marks a step towards a more structured regulatory framework for online gaming in India, with oversight spanning policy, finance, and enforcement as the sector continues to grow. All right, final story of the day. Tamil Nadu is heading into a closely fought election on April 23rd with DMK, AIADMK, and Vijay's TVK turning it into a three-way contest. While alliances and vote share dynamics will be important, the manifestos are out and show a clear convergence on jobs, employability, and the future of work as well as startup development. The DMK is pushing a deep tech-led vision with plans to create 100 deep tech startups by 2030 and also, interestingly, build Tamil language AI models and expand innovation infra through execution details remained limited. Now, AI ADMK, on the other hand, is focusing on MSME-led growth with a target of creating 1 lakh small enterprises alongside proposals like collateral-free loans and sectoral industrial parks. Now, TVK, the new and emerging party of actor Vijay, on the other hand, is centered on direct support, including stipends for unemployed youth, interest-free loans for women, and incentives for grassroots entrepreneurship. It also proposes internships and creator-focused education models. While the approaches all differ, but the core issue remains the same, how to generate jobs and prepare the workforce for a changing economy. But we did a deep dive on all the manifestos. Please do go and check it out on the Money Control website. But this is going to be a very interesting election to watch out for. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilipkumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.